Thank you, Madam Chair. Poland aligns itself with the EU statement. Mr. High Commissioner, thank you very much for your opening remarks, which are no less alarming than those we have heard at the ExCom. Overlapping global challenges, Russian aggression against Ukraine, and other armed conflicts such as these in Sudan or Gaza, negative effects of climate change create a complex patchwork of growing humanitarian needs to which UNHCR has to respond. Let me commend all efforts that your office is taking to improve the situation of refugees worldwide, including activities carried out in Poland. We also commend steps by the UNHCR has undertaken to broaden the scope of partners and donors in order to tackle funding gaps. Madam Chair, my country, which is one of the hosting the largest number of refugees, is perfectly aware of significant financial and organizational burden such assistance entails. According to the most recent OECD report, the Polish official development assistance reached a record value of over 15.5 billion Polish zlotys, constituting 0.53% of gross national income. From this amount, nearly 11 billion Polish zlotys were devoted to humanitarian assistance related to Poland's response to humanitarian crisis resulting from the Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine. Mr. High Commissioner, let me assure you that once our budget is determined, we will take every possible effort to continue our support to your mandate in the coming year with a multi-track and 360-degree approach with regard to situations of emergency, similarly to our recent contributions to the UNHCR's activities in geographically diverse regions such as Syria, Sudan, Jordan, Lebanon, Yemen, and most recently, Armenia. In conclusion, we will continuously assist the work of the UNHCR in all efforts to provide genuine support to people in need around the world. I thank you.
Thank you very much. And I now give the floor to Finland, followed by